So it says Vayikra Moshe Vaydevar Ne'elov Mi'omoyed Lemor. So it says the Aleph in Vayikra is small. Now why is it small? Because Moshe Rabbeinu made it small because he wanted to say Vayikor El Moshe. In other words, the guy just happened to appear to Moshe, just like when we were dealing with Bilam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you have to write Vayikra. So Moshe wrote it with a small Aleph. In other words, he used less ink. And it says that less ink that he used when he wiped the quill, when he was done writing in his beard, it says that extra ink that was left over is what caused his face to radiate. So the idea is, two ideas. Number one, Moshe ran out of the old Moed, and God said to him, no, come in. Vayikra Moshe, Vayikra Lemor. In other words, I didn't build this, have you build this Mishkan so I should be separated from man. I built the Mishkan so I could be with man. But which man should I be with? Which man is the ideal man to be with? The modest man, the humble man, the man that realizes their own limitations. And this is a great lesson for all of us, that the trait of humility goes a tremendous way for us to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to get a better experience in life itself. That if we're not arrogant with other people and we're kind and contrite, then our life goes better with our fellow man, our life goes better than for ourselves, and of course for our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.